I'm Brittany Harden-Tengue, a senior manager with KPMG, and I am fascinated by the practice of transfer pricing and its impact on the global market. Join me each episode as I explore the transfer pricing world with specialists who will explain the ins and outs of this niche practice where tax meets economics. Welcome and willkommen to Continental Europe, where we'll be discussing relevant topics and trends related to tax controversy and disputes. I am very happy to have with me today Jens Lomberg-Karman, a partner with KPMG Netherlands with a focus on transfer pricing, who spent the first part of his career with the Dutch Tax and Customs Administration, where he was a member of the Dutch Revenues APA and ATR team. Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Nice to be here.
And then also I have Holger Peters, a partner who is the head of Global Transfer Pricing Dispute Resolution Services in KPMG Germany. Thank you for being here, Holger.
Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
Wonderful. And I understand that the both of you are involved in a newly formed initiative that KPMG is working on. Would you describe to me what you are doing globally?
Yes, Brittany. Within KPMG Germany, we have established long years ago a global steering committee, which coordinates all the tax and transfer pricing dispute resolution work within KPMG globally. And more recently, we have now established a joint group which combines all the advisors from all the member firms globally that deal with transfer pricing controversies. They origin from different groups within the law firms, from the transfer pricing department, from VAT department, customs department, all kinds of experts. And we now combine them in a team that is acting globally. And I think especially when it comes to cross-border disputes, this really helps us to even strengthen our practice here.
In the Netherlands, we've recently established a tax and transfer pricing practice, also combining various people with various skills to work on controversy type of work.
So really is strengthening that global network and making sure that when taxpayers request and work with KPMG, they're getting a coordinated view. That's great.
Absolutely. And I think tax controversy and transfer pricing controversy has really become a specialism in itself.
It's a critical part of the transfer pricing life cycle. It's the part where you decide if you got it right.
Indeed, yeah.
And that's what we're here to talk about. I want to start with an overview of the trends we're seeing in your respective jurisdictions. So Jens, let's talk about what's happening in the Netherlands.
In the recent MEP statistics issued by OECD, there are also some awards being issued to countries that had been successful in 2022 in issuing MEPs or resolving cases. And actually, Germany won one of the awards and the Netherlands won two. Sorry, Holger.
That's right. The Mutual Agreement Procedure, or MAP program, is a dispute resolution mechanism that enables competent authorities from different countries to interact with each other to resolve international tax disputes. The OECD releases statistics on the status of MAP cases each year. We released an episode in January 2024 that explored some of these results.
The Dutch won an award for the shortest average time to close transfer pricing MAPs. It's down to 19 months, and that was 2022. Tax authorities have really invested in a good MAP team. And recently, they have revamped it and actually built a team in the tax authorities where some 24 people are full-time working on MAPs, APAs, BAPAs, MAPAs, bilateral advanced pricing agreements. And they've been quite successful.
That's great. A dedicated team to focus on dispute resolution through MAPs, advanced pricing agreements, whether bilateral or multilateral, were accepted.
What you also see in the Netherlands on the negative side is that the tax authorities have become a bit more strict in terms of transfer pricing, technical discussions. They're taking cases to courts. They're also successful in that respect. It's no longer sufficient to have a master file and local file in your administration. You really need to have it well substantiated. The tax authorities are really scrutinizing transfer pricing arrangements nowadays,
as they have raised their awareness and experience. Now you're really in a position where you have to be as equally sophisticated to be able to have those conversations with them.
It'll take some time, but now they're well established. We can have decent discussions on transfer pricing.
Are there any sort of notable trends or audit topics that taxpayers should be thinking about that's been set from this evolution?
Most recently, lots of attention to financial transactions and their transfer pricing treatments. And we've seen some really big cases there.
Let's move over to Germany. So Holger, start with the bad news first. What are some of the challenges that you've been seeing from a German transfer pricing controversy perspective?
German tax authorities, they have a long track record of dealing with transfer pricing controversies. They're a very experienced team, but when you talk to multinational clients about the transfer pricing landscape in Germany, you often hear that they're facing quite aggressive, lengthy tax audits where the tax auditors are really digging into detail. And sometimes they feel like it's kind of blackmailing strategy where they're confronted with rather high transfer pricing adjustments. They either can take it or they have to spend even more money and more time to resolve it afterwards. And this is also something that we observe, unfortunately, in practice and where we help our clients. Nevertheless, Jens mentioned it, and this is also reflected in the OECD statistics. Germany has a huge inventory of open map cases due to the big number of tax audits that bring up these controversies. However, German tax authorities are really trying to speed up and to reduce the inventory. The OECD now recognizes this effort in trying to resolve more and more cases. Good news is that German tax authorities try to prevent having even more map cases by using more and more new instruments, new tools to proactively prevent double taxation. For example, they're heavily promoting joint audits. They introduced quite early the ICAP process, International Compliance Assurance Program. So there are different tools available in Germany, and German tax authorities are quite open to test these procedures and then find out if they are helpful for tax authorities as well as for taxpayers.
That's right. The International Compliance Assurance Program, or ICAP, initiative launched by the OECD is a voluntary program that provides a framework for open facilitation between multinational enterprises and tax authorities in assessing risk and providing tax certainty and assurance on certain positions. Before we get into some of those resolution options, I'm curious, Holger, are there certain topic trends that you're seeing as being potentially very contentious?
German tax authorities like to dig into detail, and they challenge if the documented value drivers that companies present. They really ask a lot of questions regarding who is doing what, how many people are working on certain functions, and so on. And this kind of granularity is really difficult sometimes to deal with. And in the past, it was quite helpful when you had these lengthy discussions with local tax auditors to bring in also the federal tax office that sometimes acted as a kind of mediator to balance the interest between the local tax auditor that wants to fully understand the facts and circumstances, but also the federal tax officers with their experience from discussions with foreign competent authorities. But nowadays, we observe kind of shift where the federal tax office, the auditors, more and more join forces with the local tax officers. And we lack a little bit of the balance, and we try to fill in this role as an advisor. And if you come up with a very fixed position when entering discussions with foreign competent authorities, this is a struggle, because if you're already very fixed position, it makes negotiations and finding solutions difficult.
That is really challenging, because the most common through line on any transfer pricing topic is that it is, in fact, quite fungible. It's very hard to take a fixed position in anything. And so it sounds like that's been a pretty notable shift, where you could really bring in some sort of outside support to be able to help find some commonality, at least within Germany.
And from my perspective, it's really a question of the mindset, right? Of course, you have to technically analyze what's going on and is it right or wrong, but in the end, it's always a negotiation, and there's no real right or wrong. And this is really something where you have to find the right people that bring together these two perspectives, the economics, the tax law, and really like to understand how multinational companies are working, and then find a solution to help them to get tax certainty.
Coming back to what you said earlier, Holger, in the Netherlands, it still works every now and then to involve someone of the MAP team. If you're stuck in a technical discussion in detail with a local tax inspector, if you involve the map team, then at least someone else will have a look, and someone who also thinks it may be better not to get this case into map, and may also tell their colleague that we should find some kind of a solution before ending up in map. We also see sometimes that the Netherlands competent authorities, any foreign competent authority, could be helpful if they get involved in a transfer pricing discussion. I have an example. Our colleagues in a southern European jurisdiction had a discussion with tax authorities where they thought that the transfer pricing and tax adjustments were being based on political reasons. They were being treated worse than their competitors. And by involving, in this case, the Netherlands competent authorities, they were able to attract a neutral view. And the Dutch started looking at the case because of a common interest from the Dutch perspective. It was a Dutch holding, Dutch financial center. And by doing so, the other tax authorities took a more cautious position and less aggressive.
That sounds like a really nice solution. If you don't feel like you're getting anywhere, like unilateral negotiations with your respective tax authority, as it sounds like it's growing to be quite more and more common in Germany, these are cross-border transactions. There's going to be somebody on the other side that's going to be also very interested in how things play out. So I guess, Holger, what's the light at the end of the tunnel? How do you find your way out of this dark, dismal, downward spiral of fixed positions and no room for negotiation?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think one of the ways out is kind of joint audit, where you bring directly the tax authorities of two or even more countries that are involved in the case to the table and have them discuss the transfer pricing topic together. That's huge benefit and very efficient procedure compared to having 2, 3, 4 local tax audits where each and every tax authority has come to a separate conclusion. Then you have to enter mutual agreement procedures to somehow bring these different positions together. So if you directly discuss with all tax authorities involved about the case and so that they can agree on joint position, this is really the perfect fit, especially for transfer pricing cases. And Jens and myself, we were part of one of the first joint audits that took place between Germany and the Netherlands. And it was a rather complex transfer pricing setup in the automotive industry. And in the end, we found a very good solution. The Dutch as well as the German tax authorities, they really invested time in the case. In the end, they found a solution within less than 2 years. So this is procedure that the tax authorities in Germany are heavily promoting. They want to establish more and more joint audits, and they have already concluded successfully around 300 joint audits, mainly with other European countries, but also with countries outside Europe.
So this was something you both worked on together, and it was one of the first joint audits?
Indeed, it was. We were part of the pilot study that helped to gain experience and establish this procedure. And in the end, it was implemented. Nowadays, the procedure is up and running and helps taxpayers really to avoid double taxation.
That's incredible. It shouldn't surprise me that a German automotive company would lead the way in innovation and in process efficiency to blaze the trail for other taxpayers going forward. Jens, what was that experience like for you? I'm curious as to the genesis of it.
Well, actually, this is a funny story. The Dutch tax inspector came up with the idea. We had a meeting because this taxpayer was about to introduce a new transfer pricing policy. And we discussed with the tax inspector whether we'd go for an APA, unilaterally, bilaterally. And he initiated the discussion about why not apply for a joint tax audit. Our first response was, who wants a tax audit? And because in the end, it remains a tax audit with the admin burden that comes along with it, some uncertainties you need to be aware of, having a decent scope and no scope creep. But then in the end, we were able to get commitment to tax authorities on a new transfer pricing policy within 2 years. We settled a number of older years, and it was hugely successful. I have to acknowledge that this was the pilot program, so obviously that had to succeed for the authorities. But then the Dutch have also taken it further. They wish to cooperate in joint audits. Sometimes they wish to keep open some aspects, and they don't follow the entire protocol that the OECD has drafted for joint tax audits. For instance, the idea that there is supposed to be one outcome, they try to keep that open to have some room to maneuver. But having said that, it is a positive development.
I think that's fair. If we're going to be arguing against fixed positions, I think having multiple outcomes is probably, for these complicated issues, makes sense. Wow, that is really fascinating. Have you all worked on joint audits since the pilot program?
Yes, quite a number of joint audits with different countries, Scandinavia, with Austria, with Netherlands. We recently discussed opening joint audit with Canada. It's not a one-size-fits-all. It really adds to the landscape of tools for the tax certainty.
It makes sense now that KPMG is establishing our global tax dispute resolution team to be able to be better positioned to take on cases exactly like that. Who raises their hand for an audit? But if it can help you find some resolution.
It's also great to have guys from the tax authorities or former judges in this group, which can share their insights and bring their experience and their relationships to the table and help us in this group and help the clients to really find good solutions.
Absolutely, which is why, Jens, we're so happy you're here. I want to thank you both for being here with me, and this is really exciting. I'm really looking forward to hearing about more successes of the new Global Tax Dispute Resolution Group as we go forward and more lessons to be learned. So thank you both.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this adventure in transfer pricing. See you next time.